IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Mohammad Jawad, hosting this program, and my two guest speakers, Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah. Brother Yasser, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the program.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Always a pleasure being with you, Brother Mohammad Jawad.
You're welcome. And Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to the studio again.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Well, you know, in these episodes of Viewpoint, the movie critique program, we attempt to criticize movies normally with a religious theme. And one of the movies that we decide actually to work on from this episode onwards, inshallah, is Seventh Son, directed by Sergei Bodrov. Well, let's take a short listen to a trailer of this movie, and then we'll be back with somehow demographic information about this movie, and then the questions and answers from you guys. Stay with us, and don't go away.
I'm gonna leave this place soon.
I knew this day would come. Be wise, be careful.
Everything you ever need is inside you, my son.
I have been searching for you, Mr. Ward. You are the seventh son of a seventh son.
An order of noble knights combating the forces of darkness.
It says here that there are 1,000 of you.
They've all died. We are all that's left.
Teach me.
Live in a world now where legend and nightmare are real.
What the hell is that?
Run!
The devil is upon us. The signs of evil are everywhere.
Your queen has returned. The world of man shall fall.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with Mama Jawad hosting this program, and Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser helping me criticize the movie The Seventh Son, directed by Sergei Bodrov. This is a movie which is produced in 2014. With Jeff Bridges, Julianne Moore, Alicia Vikander, and Ben Barnes, to just name a few. Well, IMDb actually gave this movie 5.5 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes gave it 12%, which is a low figure in comparison. And the box office for this movie was a little over 100 million dollars. That's about $114.2 million, and the budget that I found was about $100 million. Well, the whole movie revolves around witchcraft. The aging master wizard John, or Master Gregory, needs an apprentice when a malicious witch escapes from his coffin. After searching high and low, he finds Thomas, hoping that he can learn the art and help the locals instead of him. Well, Sayyid Abdullah, how do you like this movie?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The movie was okay. I mean, nothing extravagant, nothing to wow about. It's decent, it's watchable. It's got a reasonable, entertaining graphics and what have you.
Yes.
Great, you know, nature scenes and stuff like that. Nothing fancy in terms of storyline. Storyline is very basic. What else is there? So it's overall, it's okay. It's a watchable, decent movie. I wouldn't say it's a movie that you must watch, a movie that is amazing or the storyline is amazing. It's just an okay movie. So I'm not sure how much the other ratings are, but like I would give it like a 3 or 4 out of 10.
I see.
Yeah, if I want to be generous, maybe I'll push it to 4 for
You're
the graphics
than
and the, yeah, the acting was at least the acting was something that you can digest, you can watch.
Yeah,
because sometimes you watch movies and then even the acting itself like really sucks. So at least the you know the movie is okay, the acting was okay, the characters were okay. They had a few famous people in the
movie.
How
about the plot? Did you like the plot?
The plot is just very repetitive. It's not the first one, and I'm assuming it won't be the last one either. We've saw many of these witchcrafts. Kill the witch turns into a dragon, it turns into something else. And so it's a very repetitive storyline in Hollywood.
I see. Thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah. We're going to continue criticizing this movie, Seventh Son, directed by Sergei Bodrov, produced in 2014. But after a short break, don't go away.
Master Gregory, do you not hear the bells?
There is a ringing in my ear.
In the village, in the old church, there's a child, no more than 10 years of age. She is infected.
You may note I'm presently not dealing with the otherworldly.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. With me, Mohammed Jawad, hosting this program, and Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser helping me criticize the movie Seventh Son, directed by Sergei Bodrov, produced in 2014. Well, Brother Yasser, nearly at the beginning of the movie, a man comes to a knight, Master Gregory, and asks him to help an innocent child who's infected. This is the word they use. Mm. What was the role of a knight? Of course, in this movie, they used to call him a spook. So what's the role of a knight or a spook in the olden days to help exorcism?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Not so much exorcism as per the 100 other movies we've watched and criticized, where a demon comes and, you know, takes over a person or does certain things or causes hallucination, whatever. More the spook and a knight actually are two different things, but here they kind of combine them into two. A knight in the traditional British literature or in British, you want to call it, history, was a particular person who was ordained by the king or queen at that particular time.
Because of the bravery, for example.
For whatever, a certain skill set or whatever, to defend the country from foreign invaders. They were like, if you want to call them, the elite of the guard. They would be the elite, like the secret service, if you want to call them today. So they were like the elite amongst the soldiers and amongst the... And they were had special duties, special privileges, and so on and so forth. Whereas a spook was a person who dealt with evil things, evil spirits, black magic, sorcerers, sorcery, more like that. But here they kind of combined the two, like a group of knights who were ordained to protect the kingdom, who are also spooks at the same time. But in terms of protecting the kingdom from sorcery, from black magic, from evil.
Non-material
things
enemies.
Like this. Yeah. So you see throughout the movie, he knows these things, these certain things that were created. Obviously, it's a fantasy type of movie with fantasy type of creatures.
Yes.
So this person obviously had knowledge of these things, knowledge of old books, knowledge of traditional medicine, knowledge of traditional magic, traditional creatures, creatures of the night, creatures of the underworld. What is their weaknesses? As you see, he's teaching his apprentice that this is what is good for this is what is good for that. Obviously, the experience that he's seen.
Yes.
What is also fascinating in the movie, it is possible that he lived a very long life. It's very plausible that it is there, that you can see because of the beginning of the movie and then where he ends up and the lifespan of that particular witch as well. You can say that this particular person...
And he's the last of his kind.
The last of that particular group.
Yes.
So this is what a knight is traditionally in British literature. And the knights themselves were like a band of brothers. And they, together they fought, they died together and so on and so forth. This was probably the same. As you see in the movie, he's very distraught. I don't know if you mentioned later when he finds out that his entire clan, he's the last one standing. He knows this. He feels distraught because those are obviously his brothers. Those are his brothers in arms, as they would call them.
Yes. But it was kind of creative for the director or the playwright, actually, to assign a new role to the knight.
Yeah,
or
to combine these two kind of roles that were there, or these two kind of figures in traditional English fantasy literature.
Yeah, thank you very much. Let's take a short break by listening to a part of the movie Seventh Son, directed by Sergei Bodrov, produced in 2014, and then we'll be back with his criticism. Don't go away.
Come! Quickly!
Hatchet. Silver blade. Longbow. We'll need the silver net.
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Mohammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Brother Yasser and Said Abdullah helping me as my guest speakers to criticize the movie Seventh Son, directed by Sergei Bodrov, produced in 2014. Said Abdullah, nearly again at the beginning of the movie, they are preparing to help the child, Master Gregory and some other guys. I mean, especially with his apprentice, with some kind of silver tools. This is nearly the beginning of the movie that tries to introduce some objects and gives us some information about that, you know? What's so special about silver? As you might have seen in lots of other movies, like, for example, with Blade, as you can see.
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes in that movie tried to attack the hearts of vampires with silver pails or whatever tools so that they could be destroyed.
Yeah.
Other than that, it didn't work on them, right?
Yes.
So is that really helpful? I mean, such metals like silver?
I mean, like you said, so in this particular movie itself, I don't know why they had to refer to silver, because silver usually is preserved for vampires. It's not preserved for witches. Yeah. The witches usually give them the cross or possession of the holy water. I don't know, sometimes they might use silver crosses. But usually the silver and the glitter that they use in the movie, usually these are in reference to vampires. Mm-hmm. Me personally, I haven't come across any study or any, what do you call it, or any culture that says that silver is something that you can use to defeat demon. Mm-hmm. Now, Islamically, we have a very much istihbab, a very much recommendation for men to wear silver. Like with their silver ring or something with silver. And this is something has been done until today. So the Imam alayhi salam used to do it, the Prophet used to do it. They would have something silver in their hand. Now, how effective is silver in defending a person from spiritual and supernatural things is, I'm not sure. But obviously there's a relationship, there's a link between silver and fending off supernatural or... entities.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, there wouldn't be a recommendation on wearing it. So,
some of these cultures, these practices, these rituals, withstood time. Well, it's been given to us by the legacy of mankind. Like, for example, the gemstones. Or, for example, when you're a ring, wear a ring, in fact, when you marry, for example. But we may not know the true nature or reality of what's behind it, basically.
Yeah, right? so across cultures, like, it doesn't matter which culture you pick, it doesn't matter what civilization you pick, they all had their own omens, and they yes. all had their, what are they called, tantums or tattoos, whatever yeah. they call them. So each culture would have their own. Sometimes it stemmed from something proper, mm-hmm. but along the line, the actual story was distorted, but the practice remained. Mm-hmm. We had the same thing in Islam, where, for example, we've been told to wear things, like you said, jewels or gems.
Like, for example,
gems.
Gold is not good, actually, for the men.
Yeah, I mean, now we understood that medically, but that's like just recently. Uh-huh. But before that, it was just haram, forbidden to wear. Why would it know? It was just for women. Now we understood the causes.
But so, silver is recommended.
But silver is more, is like extremely recommended yes. to wear. So like I said, so sometimes even with these cultures, even like, for example, in Christianity, I don't know what, because Christianity is known for stealing things from other cultures or from other religions and incorporating in there. So maybe they took it from another culture that was close to Christianity, where they dealt with silver as a way to fend spirits and mm-hmm. you know, supernatural things, and then they make it their own, and then they put it in the culture of the movie when it comes to vampires, when it comes to exorcism, when it comes to stuff like that.
Dark ages.
But the original of it, not that I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Syed Abdullah, and thank you very much, Brother Yasser, for your comments and feedback and criticism of the movie Seventh Son, directed by Sergei Butrov, produced in 2014. With me, Muhammad Javad, we bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
If you see a witch, kill it.
We're not all evil, you know.
I can't do this. I'm not like you.
Join us.